Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum, and welcome to the Mid-Morning Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Yusuf, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Today being the 26th of Safar 1447, corresponding to Thursday the 21st of August 2025. It is the 26th of Safar, and inshallah, soon, on Saturday, maybe probably Saturday or Sunday, most likely Sunday, we must scan the skies for the new moon, the new crescent, and that will take us into the month of the Mubarak month. And every month of the Islamic calendar is Mubarak, and more so the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. With that being said, inshallah, next week, just to give you a throw forward, our beloved, not next week, the following week, that is the 2nd of September, our beloved Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab will be in Durban, in KZN, from the 2nd until the 6th of September 2025. Today's topic, inshallah, we're going to be discussing the character and the youth. We talk directly to the future of our community, and that is the youth, and how important it is to serve others. But when we do something as youth for the elders or for the elderly or for the community, we always have this sort of mindset: what is it in it for me? What's in it for me? So inshallah, let's discuss and let's look at how community service isn't just a duty that you do, but rather a powerful tool for your personal and your professional growth. You know, when you do for the community, they give you back. The community gives back. So you have to give back to the community, and it will help you build your character, and it will also help you develop leadership skills. Now, as a young youth, you know, you're entering into this world and you're going to be learning about life, right? Maybe you're in your 20s, you're 25, around there, and you want to know what to expect from life. By 24, 25, you should know where you're heading in life. But this is for more like 18, 19, but anyone for that matter. It doesn't specifically target the youth, but as Muslims, as people, we should understand to give to the community. We should give back, because a community is like a family. When you live in a community where people know each other, like for example, there was a janaza, there was a mayit notice of Haji Muhammad Iqbal Osman. He was the father of Noshad, Nabil, and Nahida. Pickup time will be at 5 p.m. today. Janaza Salah will be at the Westville Sufi Masjid after Maghrib Salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the marhum Jannatul Firdaus and grant the bereaved family Sabrun Jameel. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. Now, being a person who is originally from KZN, and when you're growing up, you know, when we were smaller, we used to go and they used to tell us to collect, funds. And as a child, they used to give us these tasks to do. And there was an organization for the orphans. And during the school holiday, they would tell us that, you know what, you must go and collect. I can remember it so clearly that we used to go and collect for these orphans. And by that, it helped you and helped us build a person and build a character, because now you're understanding you're doing for the community, you're doing a charitable cause. You know, as a young child, you are understanding, you're making you understand what it is. So let us look at the Noble Quran and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Noble Quran, Surah Ma'idah, in the translation is, and cooperate in righteousness and piety. Cooperate in righteousness and piety. This verse not only commands us to work together, but also to do what is good and virtuous. It is the principle and the fundamental of our iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam constantly empowered the youth around him. And you know, every Friday we hear in the Jummah khutbah, Wal Hasan wal Husayn, Sayyida Shabab Ahadil Jannah, radiallahu an. That Al Hasan radiallahu an and Husayn radiallahu an will be the leaders of the youth in Jannah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam considered companions like Ali ibn Talib radiallahu an, who is also one of the Khalifas of Islam, and Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu an, who embraced Islam at a very young age and were entrusted with such great responsibilities. They didn't wait to be old. They served the community with such passion and such dedication that this shows us that we become a responsibility, and there's no time to wait till, you know what, maybe when I'm 25, okay, you know, when I get married, then I'll become responsible. No, we should start and we should teach our children from a very young age that when we build their character and give them small chores around the house, it will teach them self-empowerment. You'll teach them how to run a home at a very young age. You know, to teach them the responsibility when they eat something on the table, learn to pick up, learn to clean, learn to read the dua before eating and dua after eating. You know, simple things like that there. When you finish your supper, take your plate and put it in the sink, wash your dishes, wash your cup. Simple things like that will teach them and teach the men, the youth of today, how to, when they grow up and they get married. Because also Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam helped his wives around in the household. He did not just say, you know what, my wife, wa na'udhu billahi min dhalik, that my wife must do all the work. No. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam helped around with the household, with the chores, whatever it was, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam helped. And when you volunteer, you're not just helping others, you are engaging in an act of ibadat. And this intention transforms your good deed into a source of immense spiritual reward. So when you're doing these things, the community service, you must never ever feel that this is below my dignity. No. Think about the people who do it on a regular basis. When we're driving, then we just say, ah, you know what? The dirt people will come and pick it up. Why must you have that mentality that the people will come and pick it up? Why can't you take it? It's a simple thing to go to the bin and put it in the dustbin. It can't be that hard. It'll won't even take you less than 5 minutes to go walk and take it in the bin. Why must you throw it to say somebody else will pick it up? So let's first talk about the tangible effect, benefit, and that is character building. So when you do community service, it's one of the most effective ways to build a strong and compassionate character that makes your heart soft. You know, for example, when you go to the old age home and you do community service, you look after the old, you make the khidmat, you will realize and you will understand, and then you will have that fikr, you will have the responsibility that, look, these people are in old age homes. There's nobody to look after them. Yes, there is their caregivers, but they are somebody's mother. They are somebody's father. And when you go to this community or when you go to these old age homes, you will realize, and then you will value your parents. You will value them. And then you look after them and make the khidmat. Then you realize that when they are gone, it'll be too late to go and tell them, you know what, I want to press your feet. I want to do this. I want to do that. Then it's too late. It forces you to change or to confront your challenges faced by others in community, fostering empathy. It forces you to have or to soften that heart of yours. If you have a hardened heart towards life, life will humble you. Life will humble you. And you will start realizing that you need to have the soft heart, because life can humble you really quickly. You will learn to understand and share the feelings of a struggling family. A sick elder, like I said, a sick elder, an elderly person, when you go to the old age home, you see them, some in walkers, some in wheelchairs, that can't do for themselves. You will learn to have that compassion towards life. And also, you know, you must visit the graveyards, you must visit the old age homes, even visit the orphanage. Go and see the children who don't have parents. Go and see the elders who are there and what they are going through. Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Allah give us hidayat to take care of our parents and look after them. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. This experience, by doing all this here, it helps us to build gratitude, to make shukr for the things that we have. You may have, for example, a golf, or a very, you will be put in inverted commas, a very a cheap car, right? Something maybe under 40,000, for example. That car of yours is somebody else's dream of having. But what you would say, no man, you know what? This is just a car. I didn't want this here. I want something better. I want this. I want that. But the same person who walks or walks on a bicycle, who walks to work or walks to school or goes to the bike or uses a bicycle as a mode of transport, looks at you and says, you know what? How lucky is this person? How fortunate is he that he has a car that he can go to work? But you are complaining that you got an old car and you wanted a better car. Must always look at and must always think that, you know what, there's somebody who is less fortunate than me. Who this vehicle that I got will make shukr, it takes me from A to B. Some people are wanting to live your dream that you complain about every day. Your life that you complain about every day, somebody else is wishing that they could live your life. Someone who doesn't have a father. Someone who doesn't have a father and you have a father, they wish that they could speak to their father one more time. Somebody who doesn't have a mother will wish that they could speak to their mother one more time. Always remember, the life that you are living is somebody else's. They wish they had your life. So never be ungrateful. Don't make na shukr. You must always be grateful. You must always say, Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu wa laka shukr kullu, and be grateful to Almighty Allah for the ni'mat that He has given you. And when these experiences build your character, then it'll shift your focus from a consumer mindset, from what can I get, to a service mindset, to what can I give to the community. Not from only what you take, but you must learn to give as well. Ultimately, this leads to a profound sense of purpose in life. When you are part of something bigger than yourself, then you will find a deeper satisfaction that money can't buy. Family, love, trust, the community, you know, the muhabbat, that their money can't buy. Money can't buy. And you know what? You build relationships with people in a community like this year, that if something, Allah forbid, something happens, then the community is there for you. They're there to help you. You know, for our males, the best place, my brothers, my young children, is the masjid. You might think, you know what? I'm lazy. I don't want to go to the masjid. I don't want to go. You know, my legs are sore. You know, I'm tired. I came back from school. Trust me. Go to the masjid. It is a fundamental duty. It is your right. It is your haq. You have to do it. There's no two way about it. A male must go when he's at an age, he has to perform. When he's baligh, he must perform his salah in the masjid all the time. But we are so displaced and, you know, all these kinds of things that we don't even worry. But the masjid is the best place. you know, to communicate the relationships, everything. Look at it. We build the relationship with the people. We build a relationship. And you'll see how, when once you start going to the masjid, people will recognize you. You're not going to recognize to be recognized by people. You're going to be recognized by Almighty Allah. Allah sees what's in your heart. Allah sees what's in your heart. Inshallah, we're going to go for a small break, and when we continue, when we come back, we will continue with our program, inshallah.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Falastum min ummati. Whose fatwa is this? This is not AK's fatwa or AK-47's fatwa. This is the fatwa direct from Imam Zainul Abideen. Falastum min ummati. You don't belong to this ummah.
Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
ما رددت يا رب العلم الهادي وانت يا الله يا الله
يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ملك يا قدوس يا سلام يا مؤمن يا مهيمن يا عزيز يا جبار يا متكبر أنت الخالق أنت البارئ المصور يا غفار يا قهار سبحانك يا وهاب يا رزاق يا فتاح يا عليم أنت القابض أنت الباسط أنت الخافض أنت الرافع أنت المعز أنت المذل يا سميع يا بصير يا الله
يا الله
أنت الحكم أنت العدل يا لطيف يا خبير يا حليم يا عظيم يا غفور يا شكور يا عليم يا كبير يا حفيظ يا مقيت يا حسيب يا جليل يا كريم يا رقيب سبحانك يا مجيب أنت الواسع يا حكيم يا ودود يا مجيد أنت الباعث يا شهيد أنت الحق يا وكيل يا قوي يا متين يا ولي أنت الله يا حميد أنت المحصي أنت المبدئ يا معيد أنت المحيي والمميت أنت الحي القيوم أنت الواجد الماجد الأحد القادر المقتدر أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر أنت الأول أنت الآخر أنت الظاهر أنت الباطن أنت الوالي والمتعال البر التواب أنت المنتقم يا عفو يا رؤوف يا الله
يا الله يا الله يا الله
يا مالك الملك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أنت المبسط أنت الجامع أنت الغني
أنت الغني
أنت المغني
أنت المانع
أنت الضار
أنت ربي
أنت النافع
ابني
أنت النور
اجعلني
عبدا من عبادك
أنت
البديع أنت ربي
أنت الباقي
أنت الوارث يا رشيد يا صبور يا الله يا رشيد يا صبور يا الله
يا الله
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
It's 20 minutes to 11 Central African time, and we were discussing how to build your character as a person and, you know, as a youth, how to give towards the community and how it will build your character. And like we were saying, you go to the masjid and you find and you will see that you will interact with the community and you will interact with people, and people will start to recognize. But like I said, we recognize, we want to be recognized by Almighty Allah and not by people. People will disappoint you. People will disappoint you. But if you go to Allah, turn to Allah, Allah will never disappoint you. Allah will never disappoint you. He will always give you. He will give you more than what you expected. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجٌ وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ الْأَمْرِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. So Allah will give you if you turn to Almighty Allah and you ask Him, you implore Him, you beseech Him to say, Ya Allah, You help me in whatever I need. And you know what the most important thing when you're doing this community work, community service, mentoring a child struggling with homework. You know, the children are our youth, our future. If we can look after them and we can mentor them and put them on the straight path and we can teach them the right things from our mistakes that we did, then we can guide them, we can mold them into becoming, and you know, as a parent, the thing is, you always want to see your child better than what you are, to excel better than you in life. That is always the parent's dream, that they want to see their child do better than them and succeed in life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our children on Sirat al-Mustaqeen. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. And as we come to the end of our show, we make a heartfelt dua that our youth are guided to be the sources of good in our community. So let us raise our hands, make dua. Oh Allah, make us among those who speak the truth and bring about reform on this earth. And remember, the future of our community is not something that will happen to us. It is something that we must actively build together. by giving part of ourselves, we gain a whole lot more. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. Inshallah, we're going to give you the lineup for our show that's to follow. 11 o'clock will be the news with Maulana Zaid Khan. Thereafter, from 11 to 12, will be the fiqh program with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab and Maulana Zaid Khan. 12 to 1 will be Alfas and Kosi. 1 o'clock will be our Dhuhr Azan. 5 past 1 to 1:30 will be the Surah Tawbah, the tafsir of Surah Tawbah. 1:30 to 2 will be the tafsir of Surah Al Imran, verses 190 to 194. 2 to 3 will be Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 4 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A and Maulana Musa Akhudi's Nasiha. 4 to 5 will be an Urdu lecture by Qari Hanif Multani, inshallah. And the title is Hidayat of a Muslim, to give the tawfiq, inshallah. Thereafter, 4 to 5 will be Maulana Khalid. 4 to 5 will be the Urdu lecture. 5 to 7 will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30 will be the tafsir, the repeat of tafsir you're going to hear of Surah At-Tawbah, from Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. Thereafter will be the 7:30 to 8 will be the daily nasiha by either Maulana Yunus Patel or Maulana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayhi or Maulana Dawood Siddiq. And that will take us up till 8 p.m. inshallah. From the team of Marqa Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the mid-morning show, inshallah, tonight being a Thursday night, we'll be ushering in at the eve of Yawm al-Jum'ah. Don't forget to read abundant durood and salawat on our beloved Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And read Surah Kaf and remember us in your du'as. Until we meet next week, inshallah, next week, Tuesday. Bi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marqa Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.